Grootes.
Email him on stephen@702.co.za.
Green Economy is brought to you by Volvo. It's safe to be brave with Volvo. For years, you'll have heard politicians making the point that we need to stop just mining and taking minerals out of the ground and selling them, but we need to beneficiate them here. Now there's a suggestion that, in fact, this is the best time to do it. The transition to renewable power might give some more of that give all of that some more urgency, and particularly because so many of the minerals you need for that to run, you know, solar plants, to run windmills, all of those things, they're needed under the, they're actually under the ground here. Muzi Kobeka is the director in the banking and finance and project finance, energy and infrastructure team at CMS South Africa. Muzi, good evening. We've been talking about beneficiation in South Africa for years. Why is it suddenly more important now?
Firstly, good evening, and thank you very much for having me on. It's an opportune time to discuss this topic, largely because what we're speaking about now, what is topical, is the just energy transition and issues like decarbonization. And when you speak about critical minerals, amongst other things, you're talking about minerals such as platinum group metals, manganese, vanadium, that are vital for sectors like electric vehicles, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing. They also go into things like cell phone batteries, laptop batteries, and the like. So this is something that is currently topical.
What do we need to do to do that? I mean, we worry about deindustrialization. Do we need to make sure that we actually reindustrialize? Smelters are quite crucial to that, aren't they?
Yes, because amongst other things, you know, there is an interesting intersection between critical minerals in the sense of mining and energy in the sense of electricity production and distribution. As you said in your introduction, a lot of these minerals, they go into, you know, for instance, the manufacture of solar panels and other components required for solar plants. They also go into what you need for wind energy projects. So that is what makes them, you know, interesting. And the issue here is we also need to be clear about what we mean by beneficiation, because some of the things that are spoken about are that critical minerals and the just energy transition can drive the reindustrialization of the country while supporting decarbonization and modernizing the economy. So in my view and in my experience, one of the things that you need practically is to have legal certainty so that you can encourage private investment in the beneficiation of these critical minerals. And quite clearly and quite obviously, what this means is we need to have a clear legal definition of what beneficiation means. And why this is topical is that there has been a publication of the Mineral Resources Development Amendment Bill, which seeks to make certain amendments to the existing Mineral Resources and Petroleum Development Act to give effect to what we're talking about. And I'm happy to go into further detail on that.
No, sure. I mean, we've covered that in some detail. Some of it's been taken out. Some of it's still there. But you're suggesting
you're suggesting
the way that this has been unveiled, and also, if I may just add to it, the sort of confusion around it. Because first there was a demand that someone who wanted a prospecting right would have to have an empowerment partner. That's now been removed. That was late last week. Just the confusion around it must work against investment too, at a time when clearly we need it for beneficiation.
Absolutely, which is why I started my response by pointing towards legal certainty. However, what we need to bear in mind is that this is a bill that is currently open for public comment until August this year. So part of how we as a society and as stakeholders make legislation work is by being active citizens and providing comments and pointing out where legislation could potentially have shortcomings. If I recall correctly, the bill was published in May and there was a correction issued in June. And in part, that is a reaction to commentary and input from the mining industry. So part of how you make legislation work is by commenting and pointing out where the shortfalls are, because the purpose of the legislation is to balance the different interests of the disparate stakeholders.
Is there a little bit of a catch-22? We need to use smelters to make the things that will help us generate electricity in a green way, but first we need electricity to run our smelters. I mean, this requires some clever policy.
It does require clever policy, and where it gets a little bit tricky is in the sense that smelters are intensive users of electricity. And in the main, they need to run 24/7. And the issue with renewable energy, which obviously produces far less emissions than fossil fuels, in particular coal, is that it's intermittent in nature. So a solar plant will only produce power when the sun is shining. Likewise, a wind project only produces electricity when there's wind. So what is happening from a technology perspective, for instance, there are advances being made in battery technology under the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program. Preferred bidders have just been announced on the BESS projects, because the battery energy storage projects, that is what BESS means, they allow a solar plant to operate for an extended period by also charging the battery while generating electricity during the day. So it's a balance of advances in technology and also policy.
Muzi Kubeka, thanks very much indeed. Really appreciate it. Director in the Banking and Finance and Project Finance, Energy and Infrastructure team at CMS South Africa. Remember, when you had to wait for dial-up to connect, technology moves on. So why are people